Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be when you made the choice to hit that play button. I'm so glad you did. This is Stephen J. Kuzmina with another entry in this prosperity series. Today I want to talk a little bit about guarding your thoughts. I want to talk a little bit about what you're doing with what you're noticing. I want to talk about another way that we look at wins in our lives and the shift, the profound shift that you'll be making right about now if you've been following along from the very beginning. Maybe you made it early on. If you did, I want to know about it. We'll talk more about that as we go on today. To begin, though, let's do what we do and move to that quiet place. As long as you're not driving or operating any kind of heavy machinery, let me know. You know what? Leave a comment if you are listening to this and operating heavy machinery. I'd love to know if any of my listeners are actually doing that. Perhaps I should be more mindful because I'm not really sure how far this goes. So let me know, those of you who are operating heavy machinery and listening in, please leave a comment. For everyone else, let's close our eyes and move our energy focus to that area of our heart. Let's make that conscious shift to move to the energy of love in our heart space. And just sit for a moment on the seat of thanksgiving. With profound appreciation. Just because we can say, I am. Just because we are. Just because we exist. And we have been given the gift to live this life. Thank you, God. Thank you for this eternal moment of now. Thank you for this eternal moment of life and energy and love and wisdom that we are. We are the divine expressing. Let's mindfully remain in this consciousness of the great I am. We are, and live here, from here, in every moment of every day. Thank you, God. And so it is, and so we let it be. Amen. Forge ahead with faith and boldness. Forge ahead. How do we forge ahead? Let's be real mindful of our thoughts. Early on, I said that this was not a series, a class, or a lesson where we take out our notebook, put on the headphones, make a few notes, and then put the notebook up on the shelf. This new life with this new thought, this new way of thinking and being, is about being on all the time. It's not something that we do for just 15 minutes a day. Yeah, we might pray for 15 minutes a day or go into meditation for 15 minutes a day. But when we're talking about the life we would love to live, our prosperity, and living an abundantly blessed life, We should be on our game all day long and every moment. And we do that by guarding our thoughts, by not putting this consciousness away and on the shelf. When we're done listening to this series or any other series for that matter, certainly we should set a time each and every day to work on personal development and self-improvement. I'm talking about the consciousness that we maintain throughout the course of our day and our last thoughts before we go to sleep at night. This is a lifestyle. This is a consciousness lifestyle. And as we work on our dreams and mindfully attract more and more prosperity into our lives and mindfully stand in the flow of prosperity that already is flowing, we guard our thoughts. We have dominion over our thoughts, meaning we get to choose what we think. Whatever we truly believe, whatever we love and bless and hold constantly in thought as our own, is brought into our lives when we hold it with feeling, emotion, zeal, passion. Let's not forget that. We guard our thoughts because it can be thoughts of things that we don't want when we underline that, those thoughts with feelings and emotions and excessive worry. We can bring about those things that we don't want to experience as well. Ill health and sickness, misfortune. So we guard our thoughts to make sure we're thinking about what we do want to experience. It's been said that worry is a prayer to bring about things we don't want to happen. I often say, worry is thinking about things we don't want to happen. Why do we want to do that? So we guard our thoughts. And this fall falls into that category that I talked about noticing what you're noticing. Notice not just the world around you as providence moves and the universe rushes in to support that dream that you have crafted, but notice what you're noticing about you, about what has changed. What has changed within your consciousness? What has changed about your perspective on life and living, and of you and your power to think into reality that which what you want? We've been at this together for a while here. This is number 14 in this series. What have you noticed? You should be experiencing winds. What have you noticed about your shift in consciousness? Are you counting those wins as well? We count all the wins, remember? It's not just the unexpected check that comes in the mail, the raise that we got that maybe we haven't received a raise in years, the bonus, the finding the money on the street, the phone call from a old friend that we thought we'd never hear from again. We count all those tangible wins, but I encourage you to count the intangible wins as well. When you're noticing what you're noticing in the world of form, I invite you to also notice what you're noticing in the invisible world of non-form and the changes within yourself and within your consciousness. Have you noticed yourself thinking a new thought? Have you congratulated yourself, applauded yourself, gave yourself the old pat on the back for maintaining a consciousness of prosperity and seeing the world through the lens of abundance. What are you noticing about you? Maybe you're noticing that the majority of your thoughts are still not supporting your dream and the life you would love to live. Well, that's okay. We're not going to be about being hard on ourselves here. We notice them for a reason. In fact, that's a good thing that we even notice them in the first place. Because we come back to these recordings, we come back to this series, and we're reminded to notice that. So we make a shift. We start right here and now. This is actually one of the biggest wins you can experience, is to notice what you're noticing and notice the areas of your life where you do have to put in the effort to make the shift to abundance thinking, to prosperity consciousness, to being a person of increase. We talked so much about that, being giving of our time, our talent, and our treasure. And as always happens when I do these workshops and these series, and this teaching and coaching, I am thrilled when I see a shift in those I interact with. And this shift happens when I invite people to share their wins. And I begin to hear more wins that revolve around ways that participants have found to give, to be a person of increase. I've always started everything off and heard people share about wins right from day one. In a lot of the 10-week classes that I've done, hearing wins every week, the unexpected check, the bonus, money, homes, relationships, peace of mind. But as we move forward in a series like this, a shift happens. And this is prosperity. When the wins you are noticing the most come from a way that you have found to give that perhaps you haven't given before. Within that, you have truly found some joy when you're saying, yeah, that felt good. I paid it forward today. I took care of that person ahead of me at the drive-thru. I never did that before. Boy, that felt good. And I just did it to do it for the joy and the fun and the thrill of doing it. Not expecting anything in return. Just being that person of increase. When you start to notice the different ways you can give and how good you feel, you've moved yourself up to a whole new plateau, a whole new vista. And what happens is everything rushes in. You know the universe pays its dividends in the form of ideas, divine ideas. So while we look to the divine, we look to spirit, the universe, for how our dreams will move into form. It still is up to us to make use of our talents and grasp those divine ideas that come to us and take action. Yes, the universe pays dividends in the form of divine ideas, and it's up to us to act on them. So we take action. So we guard our thoughts. We notice what we're noticing. We celebrate the wins. We notice the intangible thoughts and the ways that we are changing. Charles Fillmore says, "We have discovered that there is within us a life force that can be quickened into greater activity by thinking." He says, "Everyone has at some time demonstrated that he could overcome the negative condition of weakness by holding the thought of strength. Sometimes this strength follows the thought immediately. Sometimes the thought must be persistently held for days or weeks. In demonstrating the law of ever-present abundance, we should and do expect the same results. If the demonstration seems slow in coming, patience and persistence will win. That may be because the poverty consciousness has a tenacious hold and takes effort to be got rid of." So we do this work and we guard our thoughts and we hang in there. We do not give up. We do not give up. Let's just hold a place right now here in the silence, in that space of thanksgiving, knowing that our dream, our wish, our hope, intention, and desire is here. And we are cooperating with the laws. Let's just sit for a moment in this place of appreciation. One of the best ways to guard our thoughts is to simply move into the silence, let go, and surrender to the power and presence of God within us. To really feel the fullness of God in our lives. Charles Fillmore says, "Do all things to the glory of God 7 days a week rather than one. Take God into all your affairs. Use this thought in the silence and bring God and His law of prosperity into your affairs. Affirm, I trust thy universal law of prosperity in all my affairs." I would often say, "I trust in the goodness of God. I surrender to the goodness of God, I relax in the goodness of God, and I am prospered by the goodness of God. And I am profoundly grateful." Guard your thoughts, count your wins, live your dream, live out loud, live in love. This is Stephen Jacobs Mina. I love you.